All right, you got your throat coat, you got your cough drop.
Mm-hmm.
You're preparing for our epic journey.
Yeah, making the making sure the throat ecosystem is flourishing before intaking the carcinogens.
So, this is our annual 420 episode on And. I'm Andy.
I'm Anders J. Lee here.
And you can go back 1 year ago today and listen to our first 420 episode where we read Benjamin's writings on hashish. And we actually smoked a little bit of hashish ourselves. But we're going to stick with the theme of Benjamin, but not him writing on weed, instead the concept of history. We're going to read his famous On the Concept of History episode, but we will, in a moment, go outside and smoke a joint.
For me, it will be the first time since last year when we did this last.
Yes, Anders is a real lightweight. He's going to get really stoned and paranoid, and I probably won't be too stoned because I've got a little bit more tolerance, but I have prepared some notes on the document because...
You told me we're going in fresh, okay.
You're going in fresh.
Oh, God damn it.
because this is a text that gets cited a lot, especially in my sort of ultra-leftist milieu. People are always referencing this text. You may know it from its reference to the Angel Novus, the Angel of History painting by Paul Klee. That's mm-hmm. referenced in the text. But there's a lot going on in it, and it's good to read it every once in a while and think about its relevance to our contemporary moment.
And the angel is also doing Jim Halpert face, which is very important.
Yeah, that's true.
It's important for the theme of the work.
Okay, so we're going to take a little pause, and you are welcome to take a little pause and get baked too. They don't show. The scars are so old. And when they go, they let you know. You can't put your arm around a memory. You can't put your arm around a memory. All right, we're back. Make yourself comfortable, Anders. Put out some quinoa chips and hummus for you there. Can help yourself.
Those have been me at a quinoa this whole time. I've had these before. I'm pretty sure they have milk in them.
No, they do not.
I'm pretty sure. I've all seen right, these at Trader Joe's.
This is
I inspect everything.
A constant thing between me and Andy. Why would that have milk in them?
Yep. Well, okay, it's a may contain. It's
yeah,
a may
that doesn't
contain.
Contain milk.
For a while I looked at may contain and I was like, might as well be contained, but it's I think it's like a legal base they have to cover.
The product is called Veggie Flaxseed Corn Tortilla Chips, and Anders is like, that has milk in it.
They're
trying to kill me, and you're a bad vegan.
I'm not a vegan. I love stealing valor from vegan, because I say...
No, you're calling me a bad vegan.
I'm calling you... Oh, yeah, that you didn't inspect it?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you do this now. Okay. So what is the vegan stance on may contain? Because for me, it's not...
It doesn't contain it. It just means it was in a factory that has...
That was slaughtering animals that have central nervous systems.
It also uses milk products.
Okay, from beings that have central nervous systems and are enslaved for humans' consumption? Interesting.
Yeah, it comes from the same world that has factory farms. It's true. all right, let's get back on track here. We could talk about... May contain milk all day, but we just smoked a joint.
These don't have quinoa, by the way.
That's my friend grew upstate.
Oh, shout out.
The strain's called Mango. It is
get it right, or you're not going to get the ad read money.
I'm feeling pretty good, feeling pretty groovy. I got my peanut butter porter here, also vegan. Sometimes stuff like this does contain lactose, but not this time. Just peanuts.
Milk beer. Nothing more appetizing than that.
All right. You want to read this text?
Let's do it.
You know, pull it up on your phone. I'll read the first
on my
first
phone,
verse, the first thesis. So this is Benjamin's On the Concept of History from 1940. We are reading the Dennis Redmond translation. That's on Marxist.org.
Wait, what was this originally written in?
German.
Really? I didn't even know that. Okay.
I did not think Benjamin was writing in English.
I thought sometimes I thought he wrote in like French sometimes.
No, this one's for sure in German.
Okay.
And it was published, I think, in 1974. So a text adopted by the New Left. All right. Here's thesis one. It is well known that an automaton once existed, which was so constructed that it could counter any move of a chess player with a counter move and thereby ensure itself a victory in the match. A puppet in Turkish attire, water pipe in mouth, sat before the chessboard, which rested on a broad table. Though through a system of mirrors, the illusion was created that the table was transparent from all sides. In truth, a hunchbacked dwarf who was a master chess player sat inside, controlling the hands of the puppet with strings. One can envision a corresponding object to this apparatus in philosophy. The puppet, called historical materialism, is always supposed to win. It can do so with no further ado against any opponent so long as it employs the services of theology, which, as everyone knows, is small and ugly and must be kept out of sight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Reddit atheist much? Just kidding.
No, it's I'm just kidding. Pro-theology. That's the amazing thing about this. Historical materialism is the bullshit puppet front-facing thing, and the ghost in the machine, the mechanical Turk, the hunchback dwarf that we're not supposed to talk about as leftists because we're atheists, is theology. Theology is the motivating thing behind historical materialism.
That's right. Okay.
Yep.
He's because he's very into Judaism and
this is a messianic text, certainly inspired by Judaism and Jewish mysticism.
Mm. Yes.
Yep.
Among the most noteworthy characteristics of human beings, says Lotze, belongs next to so much self-seeking in individuals the general absence of envy of each present in relation to the future. This reflection shows us that the picture of happiness which we harbor is steeped through and through in the time which the course of our own existence has conferred on us. The happiness which could awaken envy in us exists only in the air we have breathed, with people we could have spoken with women who might have been able to give themselves to us.
This is also a very horny text. Like the last one we read.
Yeah, he's a very emotional guy. The conception of happiness, in other words, resonates irremediably. I don't know if that's a typo.
Irremediably,
very important word, okay. Irremediably with that of resurrection. Erforschlung, transfiguration, redemption, in brackets. It is just the same with the conception of the past, which makes history into its affair. The past carries a secret index with it, by which it is referred to by its resurrection. Are we not touched by the same breath of air which was among that which came before? Is there not an echo of those who have been silenced in the voices to which we lend our ears today? Have not the women who we court sisters who they do not recognize anymore? If so, then there is a secret protocol, or an appointment, between the generations of the past and that of our own. For we have been expected upon this earth, for it has been given to us to know, just like every generation before us, a weak messianic power on which the past has a claim. This claim is not to be settled lightly. The historical materialist knows why.
All right. I'm going to go to my notes for the first two, and we can try to go back into this paragraph, because this is a dense one, but it's an important one.
For the record, Andy wanted me in here dumb and ignorant. I have not. I have read this, but it was the last time was about 6 years ago.
I think, you know, it's fine for you to not have read this, because it's really worth reading and discussing and thinking about and taking your time with. Okay. So that's what we're going to do now. So my summary for the first thesis, theology is the dwarf controlling historical materialism as a puppet that appears like AI, basically, to impress people by winning chess.